college professors, and what we really like to do is talk. So this next piece is called Ballet d'Oberon, and it's by Franz Liszt. The Ballet d'Oberon is in the northwest of Switzerland, in the Jura Mountains. So they're not, the Juras aren't quite like the Alps where you have the Matterhorn and whatnot. They're a little bit lower than that. But, so it, if you've ever seen these paintings of Caspar David Friedrich, where a person is standing looking over the valley, hair whipping around, and there's this vast landscape, walking stick, for sure, deep, profound thoughts are going on inside that person's head. That's this piece. And if you read the program notes for this piece and you think, because it's based on a novel, or episodes from a novel, and you read those excerpts by Etienne of Senancour, and you think, just get a job. This is not your piece. This is 15 minutes of self-indulgence. It's 15 minutes of, what is this thing called life? And to the extent that you have patience with that sort of speculation, you'll have patience with this piece. I wanted, one of the criticisms that Franz Liszt faced in his life is that his music is just kind of formless, just sort of a mess, and it's just sort of a vehicle for a bunch of loud and fast notes. And that, you know, and relatively serious people leveled that complaint at him. But it sort of also like misses the point. You know, it's like going to an action movie and saying, it's just too fast. So, I wanted, though, to warm up for this piece before I play it. No, I want to give you highlights from the piece so as to kind of orient yourself in this kind of maybe formless mass. So, one thing I like to tell my Music 101 students is that, you know, classical instrumental music as we know it is, you know, more or less derived from opera and takes its bearings from opera. And one of the common things to do in opera is to associate a melody with a person. And in this piece, we have a melody that is associated with our kind of person whose thoughts we are about to live for about 15 minutes. And there's a certain formlessness, aimlessness about this melody at the beginning, and modesty. Liszt doesn't even give it a dynamic at the beginning, which is a little bit of a problem. But he doesn't tell you how loud to play at the beginning. But it's in the left hand, just goes down a little bit. Thank you. repeating the same sentence, the same melody, over and over and over again. And we get it, okay? We get it later. You should really listen for this spot. I'm trying to give you sort of things to listen to, moments to look forward to here, other than the end of the concert. We get it. We have this downward melody, right? And what complements a downward melody like an upward one? And it finds its complement, its resolution later in the piece, this ravishing moment. Upward scale, upward ascending in the right hand. Some of which you'll hear. So, enjoy. This is Valedictorian.